WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Have you ever thought about how fast a raindrop falls? I think we're all pretty familiar with rain. Rain is the liquid form of precipitation on Earth. Part of the hydrologic cycle, rain begins when water evaporates and forms clouds in the atmosphere. As soon as enough water has evaporated, it is then released in the form of droplets of rain back to the Earth. The average size of a raindrop is 5 to 6 millimeters in diameter, or about the size of a housefly. Raindrops naturally vary in size due to the strength of a specific rainstorm, but this is considered a reasonable value of a typical raindrop. Now, drizzle drops are less than a half a millimeter across, about the size of a grain of salt. A stationary raindrop initially experiences an acceleration due to gravity of 9.8 meters per second squared, as would any falling body. As gravity increases the speed of the raindrop in its descent, drag retards the downward acceleration of the raindrop. The combination of these two forces causes a raindrop to reach a terminal velocity when the drag force is approximately equal to the weight of the raindrop. At this point, the raindrop experiences no further acceleration and therefore falls at a constant velocity. This simple view neglects updrafts, downdrafts, and other complicating factors. The magnitude of the terminal velocity of an object is also affected by its orientation. Now, a common misconception is the shape of the raindrop. It is often depicted as pointy and lopsided. However, research has found the shape of a raindrop to be rather spherical or slightly flattened on the bottom by airflow, kind of like a hamburger bun. Dual polarization radar will shed more light on this in the future. The terminal velocity of a 6-millimeter raindrop was found to be approximately 10 meters per second, or about 20 miles an hour. This value has been found to vary between 9 meters per second and 13 meters per second from measurements taken on different days. Drizzle, on the other hand, falls at 2 meters per second, or about 4.5 miles per hour. Variation in velocities has been contributed to different air temperatures and pressures. Like the speed of light, the terminal velocity should be an absolute limit. But in a paper in press at Geophysical Research Letters, a Michigan Technological University team reported many observations of so-called superterminal drops, which form when larger drops collide and break up into bunches of small drops. Those small drops can then travel for a time as fast as the larger drops. For example, drops with a diameter of 100 micrometers are supposed to be limited to a terminal velocity of about 30 centimeters per second. But the researchers observed such drops hitting the ground at 3 to 4 meters per second. Maybe J.B. Elliott should be dispatched to pull over those drops for excessive speed. Just amazing what you learn from this menagerie of weather nerds.